Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
早上好。
Based on the book of Acts, chapter 10, I would like to share the meaning of good news today.
我们今天要讲的是，基于《使徒行传》的第十章的，好消息，福音。
The gospel is the good news of God's saving activity.And this saving activities in the person and also in the work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个救赎的工作是借着耶稣基督道成肉身，并且他在世上所做的工作而成就的。
And God's saving activity is mainly to deal with our sinful nature.
他的这个救赎的工作主要是为了来对付我们有罪的天性。
So question number one, what is this good news?
第一个问题就是好消息是什么呢?
And when we say this is good news, that means we had heard the bad news before.
当我们说这是好消息的时候，也就是说我们其实在这个之前呢听到过坏消息。
And Paul tell us that there's a bad news.
保罗呢告诉我们确实是有一个坏消息。
In Romans chapter 3:23, Paul said that we are all sinners.
在罗马书的三章二十三节，保罗告诉我们，我们所有人都是罪人。
This is quite a bad news.
这个真的是一个很坏的消息。
So what kind of things count as sin?
那么什么样的行为，什么样的事情可以被算作是罪呢？
And how do we know that we are doing it?
那我们怎么知道我们在犯罪呢？
First, we know there's a mindset that if you don't do something really bad, but only think about it, then it's okay and it's not sin.
我们常常有一个想法呢，就觉得说，如果我们只是心里面想一些不好的事情，但是我们没有实际去做出来的呢，这个不算罪。
Actually, I do know that a lot of people think in such a way.
实际上呢，我认识很多人呢，他们都是这样想的。
However, Jesus comes against this mindset.
但是呢，主耶稣呢是否定这样的想法的。
And Jesus said, "Oh no, sin starts in the heart."
主耶稣说呢，不是这样子的，罪是从心开始的。
Sin starts in our heart.
罪呢是从我们内心开始的。
Sin isn't just a kind of outward action.
罪并不是一些外在的行为。
Sin is the cravings of the heart that leads to all seeable outward actions.
罪呢是内心的渴望导致的一些外在的可以看见的外在的行为。
Therefore, we know that sin is more than actions.
所以呢，我们知道罪不光光是指的行为。
Sin is also our thought and our attitudes that are not in line with God's word.
罪呢，还包括那些不合神的话语的那些想法和态度。
Sin is very dangerous to us.
罪呢，对我们来说是非常危险的。
In February this year, a traffic accident happened in England.
在今年的二月份呢，在英国呢，发生了一件交通事故。
And because of this accident, 9 people, including 6 police officers, have been taken to hospital.
在这个交通事故里面呢，有九个人，其中呢有六位是警员，被送到医院。
A police van and a double-decker bus crashed in South London.
一辆警车呢和一辆双层巴士呢撞在一起。
In South London.
在南部伦敦。
A shopkeeper who worked nearby witnessed the crash.
在附近的一个商店的一个店主呢，他就亲眼目睹了这个事件。
He said the police car was driving at speed with the blue light on.
他说呢，当时呢，这辆警车呢是开着灯全速的前进，开着警灯全速的前进。
Obviously, the police officer in the van were responding to an emergency.
很显然的，这辆警车呢是他们是在去处理紧急情况的途中。
Anyway, the police van collided with the double-decker bus at a traffic junction.
这辆警车呢，就和一个双层的 bus 呢，就撞在一起。
And this accident caused a chaos.
这个事件呢，这个交通事件呢，就引起了一阵的混乱。
End up a police officer, was unfortunately and painfully trapped inside the wreckage.
结果呢，就有一个警员呢，他就很不幸的呢，就被困在那个被撞坏的车里面。
The firefighters were called and come to the scene.
救火人员呢就来到了现场。
And these people use cutting gear to help and free the trapped officer.
他们呢用切割的机械呢把这个警员呢救了出来。
And this trapped man was eventually released in a fair condition before being taken to hospital.
最后呢，这位警员呢被抢救出来，他的情况呢还不错，被送到医院去了。
Today in this world, many many people are crushed by sin in everywhere all the time.
今天在我们世界的任何一个时间、任何一个地方，有很多很多的人呢都被罪所击中。
Many many people are being trapped by sin.
很多很多人呢都被困在罪中。
They are being controlled by the power of sins.
他们被罪的力量所控制。
Just as Peter said in verse 38, that they are under the power of the devil.
就像彼得在三十九节里面说的，他们被魔鬼压制。
And these people must need someone comes to help and release them from the binding power of the sins.
这些人呢，非常非常需要有人来把他们从罪的辖制里面释放出来。
And now let us look at the second part of the bad news.
现在呢，让我们来看看坏消息的第二部分。
The second part of the bad news is that the judgment for our sin is death, according to Romans chapter 6:23.
根据罗马书的六章二十三节呢，说到我们罪的结果，我们罪的审判就是死。
And the Bible makes it clear to us that it's appointed for man to die once, and after this comes judgment. Hebrew 9:27.
在希伯来书九章二十七节，圣经也清楚地告诉我们说，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Even in our culture, we know that anything to do with law breaking leads to a penalty.
在我们的文化里面，我们都知道，如果我们做了触犯法律的事情呢，都会有审判。
It may be just a light sentence or penalty if the crime wasn't too bad.
如果这个我们所犯的罪不是很严重的话呢，可能惩罚呢就比较轻微一点。
Or it may be a severe penalty.If the crime was very bad,
如果我们所犯的罪比较严重的话呢，我们所受到的惩罚也会比较重。
For example, when driving a car on the road, you will get a ticket for running a red light.
比如说，我们在开车的时候，如果我们闯了一个红灯，可能我们就会拿到一张罚单。
But you will get a prison sentence and put to jail for an armed robbery.
但是如果你持枪抢劫的话，你就会要坐牢。
We thank God that this is the problem that the gospel addresses.
我们感谢神，福音解决了这个问题。
Christ Jesus died for our sins.
主耶稣为我们的罪而死。
The cross of Jesus deals with our sin.
主耶稣的十字架已经解决了罪的问题。
The gospel is the good news for everyone.
福音就是对每个人所设的那个好消息。
We all are familiar with this word news, N-E-W-S.
我们都知道这个词，新闻这个词就 N-E-W-S.
This English word news is said to derive from an acronym formed from two different words, north, east, west, and south.
这个词呢，据说呢是由四个词的首字母组成的，就是那四个词呢，就是东南西北。
And these are the four directions and four corners of the world.
这四个字呢，就是我们这个世界的四个方向、四个角落。
In other words, This good news is for everyone in every nation as well as in every people group.
也就是说呢，这个好消息呢，是为每一个民族、每一个人群当中的每一个人而设立的。
No matter how old of you or how young of you, right?
不管你有多年轻或者多年老。
Jesus Christ, this gospel is right here for you.
耶稣基督的福音就是为你而设的。
No matter which part of the world you come from, this good news fits in with your life.
不管你来自世界的哪一个部分，这个福音也是为你设的。
In today's passage, we are told that Christ came and died for our sins.
在今天所读的经文里面，我们知道耶稣基督来到这个世上，并且为我们罪而死。
Jesus was killed by being hanged on the cross.
他被挂在十字架上受死。
Not only that, but Bible also said God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day.
不光如此，圣经还说神叫他第三日从死里复活。
Without an understanding of our sin, there's no understanding of the cross.
如果我们不明白我们罪，我们不知道我们的罪，那么我们就不能理解十字架。
If you feel unwell and think that you only have a cold, then you will visit a pharmacy and look for cold remedies.
如果你感觉不舒服，你觉得你得了感冒，那你就会去到药房去买感冒的药。
But if you find out you have severe disease and not a cold, you will not be content with cold remedies, but will look for a cure for more potent.
如果你发现你所得的病是一个很重的病，而不是一个感冒，那你就不会因为感冒药而满足，你就会去寻找更有效的方法来治疗你的病。
Well, sin is not just a cold, but a severe disease.
罪不是感冒，而是一个严重的病。
And only the gospel of Jesus can cure.
而且只有主耶稣的十字架可以治疗这个病，这个好消息能治疗这个病。
The supernatural power of the cross of Jesus Christ is that, as mentioned in verse 43, is that everyone who believes in Jesus receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
在四十三节就说到主耶稣十字架的超自然的大能，他说到凡信他的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
In other words, Jesus turned our bad news to good news.
也就是说呢，主耶稣把我们的坏消息呢变成好消息。
Question number two.
我们有第二个问题。
Who the good news is for?
这个好消息是给谁的呢？
Apostle Peter clearly declared that God does not show favoritism, but accept from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right.
使徒彼得说得很清楚，他很清楚地宣告说，神是不偏待人，原来各国中那敬畏主行义的人都为主所悦纳。
Now we know that the good news of Jesus Christ is for everyone.
所以呢，我们知道这个耶稣基督的好消息呢，是为所有人每一个人而设立的。
It's not just for Jews, but also for Gentiles, which means non-Jews.
不光是为了犹太人而设立的，也是为了非犹太人而设立的。
The gate of God's kingdom is wide open to everyone.
天国的大门呢，是为所有人而敞开的。
God is love.
神就是爱。
God's love extends to all humanity.
神的爱呢，延伸到全人类的每一个人。
God desires the salvation and reconciliation of every person.
神的心意是每一个人都能得救，都能与他和好。
And it's regardless of our ethnicity, background, and social status.
不管种族、背景或者是社会地位怎么样。
The Bible is not a book that tells us what we must do to earn our salvation.
圣经呢，并不是告诉我们我们需要做什么来获得、来获取、来换取救恩。
In fact, the Bible is a book tell us that what God did to earn our salvation.
圣经呢，其实是告诉我们说，神到底是做了什么，以至于我们可以白白的得到救恩。
Let me tell you an incident.
让我告诉你一个故事。
There were two gentlemen, and they treat each other as very good friend.
有两位两个人呢，他们是好朋友。
However, during the war, the man, one of these men died, and the other survived.
在战争当中呢，其中一位呢死了，另外一个人呢活下来了。
And the man who survived the war was part of a wealthy family.
活下来的这一位呢，他属于一个富裕的家庭。
So he decided to bury the body of his good friend in the graveyard, which belongs to his family.
所以呢，他就决定说，想把他的好朋友呢埋葬在他们家族的墓地里面。
However, other members of the family opposed to this idea.
但是呢，家庭里面的其他成员呢就反对这个想法。
Because they said that only family members are allowed to be buried in the graveyard.
因为他们说呢，只有家庭成员呢才可以埋葬在这个家庭的墓地里面。
This man finally agreed to what the family said.
所以呢，这个朋友呢，他就最后呢就同意了。
He buried his good friend just outside the fence of the family graveyard.
他呢就把他的朋友呢埋葬在他们家庭墓地的篱笆围墙的外面。
A few months later.
有几个月以后呢
？A visitor came a long way to want to pay a respect to the grave of the man who died during the war.
有一个人呢，就从很远的地方来呢，想来哀悼这一位在战争中死去的人。
And he surprisingly found that the body of this man was actually buried in the inside of the graveyard.
他就很惊奇地发现呢，这一位死去的人其实是他的墓地呢，是他是被埋在。家庭的墓地里面的。
That means it should be buried just outside of the fence of the graveyard.
他应该是被埋葬在家庭墓地的围墙的外面，篱笆的外面的。
But now it's behind the fence.
他现在呢？他怎么跑到篱笆里面来了
？And this man from the family just explained all the whole story.
这个富家的这个生存下来的这位朋友呢，就解释说
：“My family told me where I could not bury the body。”
我的家人呢告诉我说，我不可以在哪里埋葬我的朋友。
But they didn't tell me that I could not move the fence。
但是呢，他们没有告诉我说，我不可以移动这个篱笆。
So I moved the fence, and now my friend is in.
所以呢，我移动了，挪了篱笆，所以呢，我朋友呢现在在墓地里面了。
John 3:16 is perhaps the most famous Bible verse highlighting God's universal love.
当我们讲到神的普世的爱的时候呢，约翰福音的3:16可能是最著名的经句。
And this Bible verse explains God's desire for the salvation of all.People.
这个经句呢，解释了神对所有人得救的心意。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
This Bible verse underscores the inclusion project of God's.Redemptive plan.
这个经句呢，强调了神救赎计划的普世性。
God is inviting all people to receive this salvation through faith in Jesus Christ.
神呢，邀请所有的人借着对耶稣基督的信而得到这个救恩。
God bring us into a relationship with Him and receive the gift of eternal life through our repentance and our faith in Jesus Christ.
神愿意我们借着我们自己的悔改和在耶稣基督里的信心，把我们带进一个与他自己和谐的一个关系，以至于我们可以接受永生这个礼物。
And to, in today's passage, Peter also emphasized that this is an important message sent to us from our God.
在今天我们所读的经文里面，彼得也特别的强调说，这是一个从神而来的重要的信息。
Let me tell you, this message is still valid in today's world.
让我告诉你，这条信息就在今天的这个时代仍然是有效的。
So we shouldn't take this message lightly.
我们不可以随意的轻忽这条信息。
In fact, we should treat this good news in a serious way.
而我们应该严肃地对待这条信息。
So now we move on point number three.
所以呢，我们现在就要谈到第三点了。
And this is the last point for today's sermon.
这是我们今天讲到的最后一点。
The good news is for the church to tell the whole wide world.
福音呢是需要通过教会向世人传讲的。
In verse 42, he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one from God appointed as judge of the living and the dead.
他吩咐我们传道给众人，证明他是神所立定的，要做审判活人死人的主。这是今天读的第四十二节。
Who is this us in this Bible verse?
在这一节里面，我们指的是谁呢？
This is the church today.
指的就是我们今天的教会。
Our church family.
也就是我们教会的大家庭。
As I mentioned in the beginning, that we live in a bad news world.
就像我刚才说到的，我们今天生活在一个充满着坏消息的世界。
Each morning, we wake up and see in the headlines of our TV or news apps.
每天早上，我们从新闻里面看到很多的坏消息。
In the evening, we see bad news again on the local news broadcast.
我们在晚上的时候呢，我们又再次的看到很多的坏消息。
The daily news reports are relentless and overwhelmingly negative.
新闻报道里面呢，就是充斥着各样负面的消息。
Anyway, it's the reality in a badly broken world today.
这就是我们今天这个非常破碎的世界的一个现实。
As a result, we all need to share with others more and even more about the good news of Jesus.
所以我们应该更多的向人传讲福音。
People need a message that flips the script on our bad news world.
人们需要一个好消息来把前面这些坏消息呢这一页给翻过去。
That's precisely what the gospel of Jesus can really do.
主耶稣基督的福音呢就刚好正是可以这样做的。
This good news message is so good and so powerful that no bad news can bring it down.
福音是这样的好，是这样的有力，以至于没有任何坏的消息可以来削弱或者是抵消它。
The church should continue preaching the good news today.
教会应该继续的来在今天继续的来宣讲福音。
Even if we still living in a broken world.
即使我们生活在一个破碎的时代。
We still need to continue preaching the good news of Jesus Christ.
我们需要继续的传讲福音。
Because the good news heals broken hearts in this troubled world.
因为福音可以医治这个充满困扰的世界里面破碎的心灵。
People laden with guilt and shame need to know that Jesus forgives sinners.
背负着罪和羞耻的人，他们需要知道主耶稣饶恕罪人。
And they need to know there's more mercy in God for them than their sin within them.
他们需要知道，在神那里，有比他们的罪更大的怜悯，为他们预备。
For the Bible promises.If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.
圣经告诉我们，在约翰一书的一章九节里面说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And we thank God that the good news of Jesus changes and transforms life.
感谢神， 耶稣基督的福音能够改变和翻转人的生命。
Most of the people you see today have felt wrong inside at one time or another.
今天你所见到的人，今天的人们，他们总是在某个时间都会觉得自己里面有问题，出问题了。
They have been dissatisfied with their own characters.
可能他们对自己的性格、个性不满意。
Or they struggle hardly to deal with all the bad and even sinful habits.
或者是他们很他们挣扎着想要对付他们那些不好的，或者是甚至是有罪的一些习惯。
They want to change something about themselves, but have been unable to do so.
他们很想改变他们身上的某一个部分，但是呢，他们没有办法做到。
Today we need to tell them that Jesus has the power to change and transform their life through the Holy Spirit that dwells in them.
所以他们需要知道，主耶稣通过圣灵。在这些人里面的工作可以来翻转来改变他们的生命。
In the Bible it says His divine power was granted to us all things 2 Peter chapter 1:3
圣经的彼得后书一章三节里面说神的神能已将一切关乎生命和娴静的事赐给我们。
So we see that the good news will motivate them to growAnd upgrade in hope while living through a Christian life.
圣经告诉我们说，当他们过一个基督徒的生活的时候，他们就会被激励来成长，以至于在他们的盼望里面，他们有一个更高的盼望。
We are a church family of Jesus Christ.
我们是主耶稣的教会的大家庭。
And as a church family, when we work together to share the good news to others, in return.This will encourage us to keep on preaching the good news to the world.
在这个大家大社会大家教会大家庭里面，我们一起的来传讲福音的时候，我们回报呢，就这件事情本身又激励我们继续的来传讲，向世界传讲好消息。
This is really a great encouragement and enrichment to everyone in the church family if we work alongside others.
如果我们一起的来努力，这个就真正会成为我们自己的一个鼓励和充实。
Because on the cross, Jesus has overcome the world.
在十字架上，主耶稣已经战胜了世界。
And Jesus now is leading us into a brand new world.
他现在呢，正在带领我们进入一个新的、完全全新的一个国度。
For this very reason, this good news about Jesus is worth for us to share with others every day.
所以我们应该把这个好消息值得我们每天向别人传讲。
And now I would like to make a conclusion to my sermon today.
现在呢，我们就要做一个总结。
We live in a rapidly changing world.
我们今天呢，生活在一个快速、急速的变化的一个世界。
We are all experiencing a pace of change that is overwhelming.
我们都经历过这个我们周围的变化呢是非常的快，以至于让我们头晕目眩。
Not just overwhelming, but also exhausting.
不光是头晕目眩，让我们也精疲力尽。
For example, as a driver, instead of pulling up to a gas station where you or an attendant fill up your tank in a matter of minutes.
比如说作为一个司机，你现在呢，以前呢是要去到一个加油站，然后呢你自己或者是一个服务生来帮你加油，这只是花几分钟的时间。
Now if you have a electric vehicle,
今天呢你有电动车。
It's another thing.
今天呢有电动车。
And you have to charge your vehicle in a public charging station.
你呢必须要在一个公共的充电站去充电。
And no one will help you. You have to do it yourself.
如果是你自己能做充电的话，那就最好了。
And this kind of charging station are usually near big box shopping center.
这些充电站呢，一般呢都在大商店的附近。
Highway rest areas.
或在高速公路的休息站的附近。
Parking garages.
或者是在车库、停车场。
Or shopping malls.
或者是大型商业中心。
Here drivers are left figuring out what to do with the 20 so minutes while waiting for the charging.
所以呢，司机现在就有一个难题了，在充电的那二十多分钟里面，你该做什么呢？
And while other drivers have to line up to waiting for the chance to do the charging.
其他的司机呢，就在那里排队来等待充电的机会。
It seems that every aspect of our lives is changing.
好像是我们生活里面的每一个方面呢都在改变。
Including the way we work.
包括我们工作的方式。
The way we communicate with others.
我们与别人沟通的方式。
The way we shop.
我们购物的方式。
The way we eat.
我们吃东西的方式。
And the way we entertain ourselves.
我们娱乐的方式。
Over all these years, the church facilitated gospel rallies, picking up and learning many new different methods of evangelism.
在这些年当中，我们教会举办了一些福音的聚会，也学习了不同的传讲福音的方法。
And I find that all these old methods are being gradually replaced by new ones in these changing times.
以前传统的传福音的方式呢，逐渐的被一些新的传福音的方式所代替。
However, this isn't bad.
这个不是一个坏事。
This is a beautiful reality.
这是一个美好的现实。
Our culture and the trends of living nowadays require a change of method to effectively share the good news to the current generation.
我们的文化，我们的生活方式的变化趋势，要求我们传福音，向新现代的人。传福音的方式呢，也要随之变化。
But even as methods shift, the Bible gives us confidence to believe that Jesus Christ remains the same yesterday, today, and forever.
虽然方式会变化，但是呢，圣经呢，给我们这样的信心，就是耶稣基督昨日、今日、永远都是一样的。
And we have to know that the good news of Jesus Christ, the Savior, that was relevant for the older generation.Is also relevant for the generation in this moment.
耶稣基督的福音在过去的时代里面是有效的，是跟人们的生命相关的，在今天的时代仍然如此。
May God our Lord continue encouraging and equipping the church family to share the good news in where we are and where we go.
愿神继续的鼓励和装备他的教会，以至于我们随处随时的分享福音。
And a good way to practice this is to make a plan.
一个好的方法就是我们要做一个计划。
To prioritize what you need to do with the good news.
你首先要搞清楚你拿这个福音你要做什么。
And who do we want to share the good news with?
然后呢，你要搞清楚，你要向谁来传讲这个福音。
Then taking by one small step at a time.
然后呢，一步一步的来进行。
Apostle Paul remind Timothy.
使徒保罗呢提醒提摩太。
Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2.
彼得在提摩太后书的四章二节提醒提摩太说，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
This is the word of God for the people of God.
这是神的话语，为神的子民预备的。
Amen.
Amen.